now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, there are some big events coming up for 2015, and here at the Cocktail Nation, we love to cover them for you. And one of those is Tiki Caliente. And this week, the man behind it all, Rory Snyder, swings by for a chat about this marvelous event in Palm Springs. Got an interesting story on the lessons learnt from Bond. And, you know, it's rare when big developers take a hit in the courts. Sometimes they do. And I'm going to let you know about a developer who might think twice before he pulls out the old wrecking ball. Right now, David Carbonara on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Nation and BG are there with Coop Cooper, Lounge Leader. Thanks to ultraswank.net. Tiki Caliente back for 2015, May 14th. It's on and online. Rory Snyder. Hey, buddy.
How are you, Coop? Staying out of trouble?
Absolutely. Well. Hey, listen, big show once again this year. What sort of stuff have you got planned?
We're excited this year. The star of the show is the Caliente Tropics. We are back at the Caliente Tropics Hotel, which is celebrating the 50th anniversary. So that's the big news of all things. It has a new owner, the last owner we've dealt with in the past from Caliente 1 and 2, mm-hmm. was kind of harder to work with. So they got a new owner. We're over there doing a custom mug for them right now for the 50th anniversary. And always the same kind of shenanigans you deal with us. Live bands. Open bar, some of the best mixologists in the business, and a hell of a lot of fun with some room parties.
Fantastic. Yeah, the room parties is something that seems to be kind of unique to you guys.
Well, I think it adds to the element of layers where everyone wants to see the band hang out by the pool, but a lot of people are excited about having private parties with their friends or meeting new people, and 550 to 650 people of the event overwhelms them, but they want to participate. So what they'll end up doing is having 1 hour that their room is available or their front patio, and they make free drinks for people that want to stop by. And it's a great way to be social and have a party, but you could control it because it's within an hour time frame or an hour and a half.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when people do this, how much drink and food do they generally feel they need to cater for? Because, I mean, it's kind of a hard thing to put a number on, I suppose, isn't it?
If you're looking to do a room party, you're talking about, 10 pounds of trail mix, if you're going to get a snack, which usually you should do,
yeah.
And at least 5 gallons of a cocktail.
Right.
5 gallons is roughly what you could do within an hour in maybe smaller glassware. if you do run out of alcohol, you know that you're done. Sorry, close the door. But usually 5 gallons is a good starter off point. And if you are stuck with any, which I'm sure you wouldn't be, you have plenty of booze left to drink in your room for the rest of the weekend of the event.
Bands, are you able to tell us who's on the list this year?
Yeah, we got a great lineup. Starting Thursday night, which used to be just a fun side project, Thursday night kicks off with the Martini Kings. The artist Miss Fluff is going into an original art show, which is never done in the Tiki community, of all acrylics. So 10 to 15 originals. Jimmy Psycho, which is a great instrumentalist, is doing a late night show in the lobby. Next day, Troy Fernandez, the Hula Girls are back, Smoking Menahonies, Ding Dong Devils, Glass Blue Tiki Shakers, and Tiki Joe's Ocean, Jason Almada, and Kimo. So the biggest band probably by name that we're pulling from out of state is Tiki Joe's Ocean,
yeah,
which won a bunch of awards for their Exotica album.
Absolutely. And Andy Nazal, awesome guy.
Great guy.
And, he just puts together some marvelous music. Once again, it sounds like you've got another huge show for Tiki Caliente number 7. Artwork is always a key feature of this event.
Oh, Doug Horn's always my mate, go-to guy. Doug Horn has been affiliated with us since year one. So Doug's doing a beautiful poster that he's supposed to be showing off next week. And it's kind of the year of the octopus with Doug. So the mug we already have done that's being released is pretty much sold out. There's about 10 or 15 of them left, which is an octopus engulfing one of the tikis that's on grounds at the Caliente Tropics, which is kind of our homage to that tiki, because at this point, 50 years later, the jaws kicked off of it. It's really beaten down and dilapidated. Mm. But now Doug is producing a bunch of originals in this particular print that is going to be an octopus doing something. So that's our gimmick for this year, is more of an underwater Ohana kind of scene.
He does such a marvelous job every single event. I mean, he does so much stuff all over the world that's always amazing, but he's certainly the go-to guy. Rory, another fantastic show. People want more details. The best website to go to?
TikiCaliente.com. Would love to have them.
And if you're not here this year, make sure you book in for 8 and get to Palm Springs, California. Rory, great to talk to you again, buddy.
Good talking, my friend, and I'm hoping to see you soon.
Broadcasting from the Sydney Penthouse, the Lounge Lothario, Coop Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad, the Cocktail Nation.
Sexier gal, groovier gimmick, and more out-and-out guts than anything or anyone you've ever seen.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Oh, insensitive. Must have seemed when you told me that you loved me. Oh, unmoved and cold, I must have seemed when you told me so sincerely. Turn and stare in icy silence. What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over? or your heartbreak in that last look. Why, you must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over?
Cocktail Nation with Stacey Kent and How Insensitive. Coop Cooper with you, and without a doubt, the one film character to define the term cool is James Bond. And with the 24th installment of the series, Spectre, due out later this year, it's a good time to look at some of the biggest lifestyle contributions made by the greatest secret agent of all time, as taught by, still the best, Bond, Sean Connery. And a great little story up on the ultraswank.net website you might like to check out is the lessons from Bond. What to drink, what to drive, what to shoot, how to gamble, how to eat, and what to wear. Do check out the story on the ultraswank website today. It's very well written and very poignant, I must say. Here's Combustible Edison now and Lonelyville on the Cocteau Nation.
Design a new type of game.
The Cocktail Nation.
Some folks are meant to live in clover.
but they are such a chosen few. Clover being green is something I've never seen, 'cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there are moonbeams I should view. Moonbeams being gold is something I can't behold, 'cause I was born to be blue. When we met, the world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I wanna laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. I guess I'm luckier than some folks, 'cause I've known the thrill of loving you. That alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue. We'll be right back.
folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. Clover being green is something I've never seen, 'cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say they're moonbeams I should be you. Moonbeams being gold is something I can't be whole, 'cause I was born to be blue. When we met, the world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I wanna laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. I guess I'm luckier than some folks, 'cause I've known the thrill of loving you. That alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue. I was born.
Cocktail Nation with Julie Lyon Quintet, Born to be Blue. You know, in this day and age, it's difficult watching the demolition of the 20th century right before our eyes. Just when you think there is no hope, along comes the saviour. I think the thing that we can learn is that Goliath can be defeated by David. It's all up to us, really, to make sure that we speak up and stand against the development when it does threaten our heritage. I'm not against development per se, but when great old things are being torn down, you've got to put your hand up and say, hey, not on my turf. Here in Sydney, the Leichhardt Council has won a landmark victory against a property developer who illegally demolished a heritage-listed shopfront in the town of Annandale here in Sydney. The New South Wales Land and Environment Court found the owner and the director of development company Jetonia, Bill Gertos, personally liable for the illegal demolition of the Edwardian facade, which is right next to the iconic Annandale Hotel. The court found that Mr. Gertos ordered the demolition of the Edwardian facade in late 2011 after the council approved redevelopment of the building on the proviso the shopfront facade would be preserved. The maximum penalty? $1.1 million. And the ruling is one of those rare cases where an individual owner or director of a company was successfully prosecuted for breaching heritage law. And hopefully this could set a precedent for other councils fighting to save heritage buildings. Let's hope it does so. And maybe, just maybe, these companies might think twice before swinging the old wrecking ball into place and demolishing everything that we know. Here's Nat King Cole. Don't get around much anymore on the Cocktail Nation.
Miss the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Hello, baby.
Hey, baby.
I just popped by for a little sex on a cart.
Cocktail Nation.
Music for your bachelor pad.
perdoar. Mesmo que tenha sofrido todo o meu tempo perdido, nunca mais te quero amar. Mesmo derramando lágrimas, eu não te posso perdoar. Quero amar. Hoje fico procurando esquecer sua maldade, conviver no abandono pra fazer sua vontade. Apesar de ser sincera, tu é que me fez chorar. Não faz mal, segue o destino que o mundo vai te ensinar. Mas mesmo assim, mesmo derramando lágrimas, esquecer sua maldade, conviver no abandono pra fazer sua vontade. Apesar de ser sincera, tu é quem me fez chorar. Não fez mal, segue o destino que o mundo vai te ensinar. Mas mesmo assim,
with Pink Martini and Tempo Perdido. Of course, Thomas Lauderdale, the man behind Pink Martini, marvellous musician. Legend has it in 1994 in his hometown of Portland, Oregon, he was working in politics thinking that one day he would run for mayor. Like other eager politicians in training, he went to every political fundraiser under the sun but was dismayed to find that the music at these events was underwhelming, lacklustre, loud and unneighbourly. Drawing inspiration from music across the world, across classical, jazz and old-fashioned pop, he formed a little orchestra called Pink Martini in 1994. Time for a look at the world's swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Coming up September, it's the Marilyn Monroe Festival right here in Sydney. We've got the Nashville Boogie Weekender, April 30. Awanalua at the Lake, June 25. And as we found out tonight, Tiki Caliente coming up May 14. And Tiki Con is set for July 10 at the Red Lion Hotel in Vancouver, Washington. Coming up August 29, it's the Twinwood Festival, which is a great vintage music and dance festival coming up in Bedfordshire over at the Twinwood Arena in Clapham. And Tiki Oasis back August 13. For these gigs and lots more, check out the website cocktailnation.net over in the Walter Swank Gig Guide. Right now, Nutty Rumba with the Devil on the Cocktail Nation.
I'm living at a pace that kills. his eyes, and she knew better. He wanted her tonight, and it was now or never. He made her feel so sad. Oh, 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 oh. Jamie's crying. Oh, 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 oh. Jamie's crying. Now Jamie's been in love before. She knows what love is for. It should mean a little more than one night stand.
Cocktail Nation.
Here is a world of communication tailored for your needs of today and tomorrow.
Coop, how are you, man?
Very good, very good.
Awesome. Hey, Coop, how you doing? You know, I love your program. Hey, buddy. Always connect with you, man. It's, like, been way too long. You gotta come out here. Are you gonna come out?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love the Cocktail Nation.
Coctonation, Coop Cooper, Clouseau, and Copper Locked Nymph. Next week, a Spy Jazz release coming your way. Brand new music to the Coctonation. Going to leave you right now with Tiki Lounge Crew, Smoke and Lager. Stay hip.